It's time for Rhema for Today.
Somebody asked one preacher, said, how long, one of the charismatic preachers, how long does it take you to prepare a sermon? He said, about 30 minutes. It's their mouth. You know. He said, but now I spend all week preparing the man. Friend, the minute I get through preaching on Sunday morning, I start preparing the man to preach to you again the next Sunday morning. It may not take me all that long to put my sermon together because, you see, I've been preparing the man all week by thinking, by meditating, by praying.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Faith that works by love will measure up to all of the standards set down in the Word of God. I'm going to tell you something. You can take a few scriptures out of the Old Testament, a few scriptures out of the New Testament, and you can create any kind of doctrine you want to create. But by pulling these scriptures out of the context, you can prove your so-called doctrine. But if you take the verses preceding and the verses following, and sometimes the chapters preceding the chapters following, because you remember the Bible was not written in chapter and verse. It was divided later on so that we would have better understanding and a better grasp of it. It was not written that way in the original. It was divided up that way so we would have a better understanding. And sometimes they divide a chapter right in the middle of a discourse or a discussion. Now, no theologian will argue with you on this point. And so therefore, if you don't take the whole thing in context, then many times you create a doctrine that is not there. Part of the walk of love is being able to stand up and recognize the truth from God's Word and not some doctrine created with isolated scriptures. You see, for a while, because of so much wrong teaching on confession, a person couldn't even say anything without somebody putting them under condemnation. Anybody know about that? You couldn't even have a little fun and hilarity. You know, you make some statement. Oh, I wouldn't confess that if I was you. Well, you ain't confessing nothing. You're just making a statement. There's a time and place for all things. In confession in the first place, unless you got it back by the Word of God, it don't amount to 2 cents. When you make a confession, unless it's backed by God's Word, it doesn't amount to anything. It's just words that you've said. Hello? Some people say, well, I'm believing God for so-and-so. You know what? I always ask them, what scriptures are you standing on? Well, I heard so-and-so testify and they got one. That ain't going to help you. Just because they got one, no sign. Your faith can't be based on their testimony. Your faith must be based in God's Word. You know, it was so bad that you couldn't even make a joke. You know, like I walked in one time in a place, two guys working on a sound system. I was going to speak there, you know, and they were, and I said to the guy with me, he was in charge, you got them guys working on that sound system? My goodness, we won't have no sound this time next week probably. Oh, he said, oh, don't confess that. Don't confess that. Don't confess that. I said, oh, brother, my soul. I said, I happen to know that those two guys down there, if they can't fix it, it can't be fixed. I'm not making any kind of confession. I just started spoofing with you a little bit. You know, people have become overboard. Thank God for God's Word that teaches us that we are to be well-rounded. There are some people that won't even laugh anymore. And yet the Word of God talks about that laughter doeth good like a medicine. I was sitting over there yesterday waiting for my wife to get back from getting her nails done. I was watching some of the basketball games over there, sitting over there on the floor, leaned up against there with Herman and Greg and Bill, and I don't know who all was sitting there. And you know, every so often somebody would say something, and we'd just start jabbing back and forth at one another and making, you know, just having a good time laughing and enjoying ourselves. But according to some Christians, we wrong. We not spiritual. According to some people, I couldn't even be up here preaching now because I didn't spend all day fasting and praying yesterday. I played basketball and then watched a few games after that. Somebody asked one preacher, said, how long, one of the charismatic preachers, how long does it take you to prepare a sermon? He said, about 30 minutes. And their mouth, you know. He said, but now I spend all week preparing the man. Friend, the minute I get through preaching on Sunday morning, I start preparing the man to preach to you again the next Sunday morning. It may not take me all that long to put my sermon together because, you see, I've been preparing the man all week by thinking, by meditating, by praying. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible tells us that we are to have life and have it more abundantly. And I tell you what, I don't think there's anything any more fun than to sit over there with a bunch of the guys like I did yesterday and enjoy life. I enjoy life because Jesus Christ has set me free. I'm not in bondage. I'm in liberty. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that we must have faith to please God. But I'm going to tell you what, everybody wants to preach hard about, oh, you got to have faith to please God. But when it comes to love and faith worketh by love, they start to just skim over that. Friend, God is love. When you know God and get to know God, you don't have any trouble with your love walk. If you live in line with God's Word, we will begin to see that we become a loved child of a loved God. Not only are we faith children of a faith God, but we are a loved child of a loving God. God is love. Now, if we're going to make the faith house strong, we're going to have to make the foundation strong. The foundation is love. Now, people don't like to hear the love message because the love message makes you take inventory. The love message causes you to think soberly and seriously. See, when you preach on love, you don't go skipping down the aisle and bounce your head on the door as you go out. Because when you let the Word of God with its love begin to work on you, it usually deflates your ego. Because it shows you that you are not really what you think you are. And you're not really as good as you think you are. And you haven't done half as much as you think you have. Love is one of those subjects that is inexhaustible, that you can preach on for as long as There is days and breath in your body, and you will never exhaust the subject. You know, there's a little cartoon that's in a lot of the newspapers that says, "Love is." Anybody ever seen that? How many of you seen that? How many years has that thing been running? Years and years. And you know what? They've never exhausted something to come up with yet. Talking about love, have they? It is a subject that I believe is inexhaustible. Now, true love is inexhaustible. Now, get my point out. God is love. You got it? You get it? That's good. That's good. Now, the kingdom of God has suffered much damage by people who have heard the faith message once or twice and they run off hollering this and confessing this and so forth and so on, and everything comes crashing down around their ears. And then some pastor tries to explain to them that faith is real, but you've got to have a little common sense and realize that you got to walk in love, and they don't want to listen to that. They won't go listen to that evangelist or that teacher that pumps them up, makes them feel good. I think about if all the faith teachers out there would have to pastor for a couple, 3 years, they'd change some of the way they do things. Because see, they can come bopping in for 3-4 services, but they don't have to live with those people day in and day out. The pastor got to live with them. After they're gone, he's got to straighten up all the messes that they caused.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's Slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can yes. go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, yes. when it starts, yes. 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January yes. of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.